B-Pod Studios.
Rap Party Podcast. I got to go home and drink my E. cola filled water. Yep. Bless you, Nicole.
Bless God bless you.
Live in the coronavirus.
Quarantine.
Yes, you just sneezed, damn it.
I don't think sneezing is...
That's, by the way, how cool...
It's an allergy thing, not a corona thing.
I'm saying how cool because I know... Oh, my gosh.
Into our elbow,
really
by the
doubling
way.
Down, huh?
I'm going to say it's cool because I know you'd be okay. But how cool would be the person that is not concerned at all about coronavirus gets coronavirus? How cool
Let's talk
that?
To you that's real quick cool. on the Rap Party Podcast about your thoughts on this.
Because here's the thing. There's people on the extreme that's buying into the hysteria. And there's people like you on the far, far other extreme. Well, even there's people further than you, actually, on the level who thinks that this is no different than the cold. That's even past you. You at least recognize it's worse than the cold.
Absolutely. I recognize that it is a very serious illness that has taken the lives of a lot of people because we don't know enough about it yet, like we know about the flu, but I'm also...
It's not in your neighborhood type of thing, type of mentality.
Right, and also, too, like, you know, if you look at studies, you look at, and you look at the study of the human brain, the more you worry about something or the more that you fret, it actually weakens your immune system.
Yeah, look at my psoriasis.
That's true.
That's the very essence of psoriasis.
Yeah, so I don't buy into the hype of it if it's not affecting me. That doesn't mean I'm not aware of the seriousness of it or what it could happen if, like, if one of us were to get infected, then I would be freaking out because of how contagious it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But why am I going to stop or, you know, I saw someone on Twitter the other day saying that, they're not going to like the dog park anymore, or they're not doing that. And I'm like, there are zero cases in Charlotte.
Okay, but what if, let's take Queen Park Social. Mm-hmm. We're supposed to be at the St. Patrick's Day thing. There's going to be thousands upon thousands of people. Are you concerned?
Are you sure you want
to? Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm not going there, but Roy can. Queen Park Social, way to go. Woo!
Are you concerned?
No, I'm not concerned. Now, does that mean I'm going to be like shaking hands and touching everybody and not washing my hands when I'm there? No, that doesn't mean that. I'm still going to probably be more self-aware than I would have been maybe a few months ago, or maybe even last year. You know, like, if anything, this has made me realize how often I need to be washing my hands versus the times that I don't or don't do anything more than a 1, 2, 3, okay,
yeah,
splish, splash.
Right. Okay, I have another question for you. I am trying to cancel my son's My Gym membership. And
smart move.
I was trying to freeze it. Well, they sent me back. They're like, well, we're going to charge you $5 a week. And I'm like, I'm just going to cancel it at that point.
Hey, Lifetime Fitness is $15 a week or $15 a month to freeze.
So it would be $20 a month for me to freeze it. And I'm like, guys.
How is Lifetime Fitness more expensive than a little gym thing to freeze an account?
Yeah, I think it turns out to be almost the same. $5 a week is $15 a month type thing. But still, it's $15 a month that you're paying for not using it.
$20.
How'd you come up with $15 a month?
I said about. It's 20. Yeah.
Yeah. But do you think I'm overreacting because I don't want my kid to go into like a public atmosphere like that?
No, because it's a kid. Like, that's the thing is that, like, if, let's see, like, my dad's in Wake County. Now, my dad has pre-existing conditions. My dad is going to...
They have it. He's going there.
I know. He's going to be 70 years old this year. So if he were to tell me that he is going to some concert tomorrow, I'd be like, Dad, don't, like, you...
That's
really
silly.
Yes. But when you have kids, the two people that are being affected are the younger and the older.
Yeah.
So I don't think in that case you're overreacting. But for me and myself, I'm 28. My heart is in perfect condition. My lungs are in perfect condition. I don't smoke and I eat very healthy. I drink water. I exercise. I am not personally worried about me. So I'm not going to give in to the hype.
Okay.
Do you think there's anything to what I think, which is just staying out in front of it? better safe than sorry.
To a degree, I think that's true. Like, I think
it's true because we don't know anything about it. We haven't had enough time to really study it.
Correct.
If it was like the flu, where we know how to deal with it and we kind of know what's going to happen, I'd be like, well.
Yeah, see, I think you can stay out in front of it, but I think there's also a way to stay out in front of it without creating some crazy panic.
I feel like, and you probably don't, but I feel like this is a dominoes fall society. The NBA canceled last night. The NHL and the MLB are probably not far behind. How can the NHL say?
I agree with you.
Well, I agree with that.
It's because a player tested positive for the virus. That's why the NBA is canceled. But like, you don't think any of the NHL players have it? Out of how many teams and how many players, right?
I mean, I think
somebody in the stands.
Okay. I get that. But even like last night, I went to the Checkers game and it was a packed crowd.
Sure.
And I think that, you know, if you start getting, because for every sport, you have to give an injury report and you have to like make the people aware.
Yep.
If someone comes in with illness or something like that, then 100%, I think they're going to get
flu-like
tested.
Symptoms.
But
yeah, whatever.
There is a way to test for that.
Now, don't forget on Monday, we had Dr. Sam on, and Dr. Sam's like, just do what you do, but be smart about it. Wash your hands. Don't go out if you have a cold.
Right. But I also think that there's people going out that maybe just think that, oh, I feel a little under the weather. Maybe it's allergies. And
Possibly. They
could have the virus and are just like kind of writing it off as something else. And then they go out and they infect people. And then that's how it does spread.
Right. Like there's someone on Facebook who posted, and you know this person, Manny, who said that it's just a common cold. And that this is all fear, and that there was a doctor that said most people experience a mild form of the coronavirus with symptoms being cough, body aches, runny nose, sore throat, nasal congestion, or diarrhea. And in some cases, people won't even have symptoms. But then the side that person's not seeing is that that person then has it, and then they could then spread it to an old person who, by the way, this is 10 times more fatal than the flu, and they would die.
I was at Dancing.
That's the, you know.
I agree with you, Roy, because I was at Dancing with the Stars Charlotte like 2 weeks ago, I guess it was, right before I left for our baby moon. And the guy sitting behind me was an older gentleman, and he was coughing through the second half of the show.
Oh,
and,
boy.
You know, you just think like older people think like, oh, I just have a cough, or, oh, you know, they don't think, and especially at that point, there weren't a lot of cases, and this person does not have it. I'm just saying, like, people don't think to stay home just because they have a cough or just because
they're feeling
a little under the weather.
I mean, I remember my grandmother, she smoked a gazillion packs of cigarettes a day. I'm pretty sure if at, like, 80 we made her stop, she'd die. Like,
is she still alive?
No, she...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Dead now.
Okay.
But I'm just saying,
yeah.
You know, they could die for little things.
Yeah, I think I just want to do like both things. Stay safe, wash your hands, although I can't do that in Union County because we have an E. coli breakout. But on top of the coronavirus here in Charlotte, the county I live in, for those people that listen to this nationally, is right below Mecklenburg County, which is where we broadcast out of, and that's where Charlotte is. And so Union County is under a boil water alert on top of the coronavirus. But no cases in Union, no cases in Mecklenburg as of right now, as of 10 a.m. on Thursday. But that doesn't mean that there's not. That's my thing. Our county is way too big, Nicole.
Mecklenburg County, yeah. There's what, million? There's 2.4 million people
here.
Yeah,
you mean to tell me that 2.4 million people are fine here? I find that hard to believe. I just do.
Maybe, but I mean, like, if you look at the whole entire United States, there are plenty of big cities with no cases.
That's true, too.
Like, that's not
saying...
Reported. Right. That's not saying that it isn't reported or that and that. But, I mean, even if, like... I spoke to my ex Lauren the other day because she was interviewing for a job in Raleigh, and she like told me about it.
And she's in New York.
Yeah. And she was out for the entire last week. She had the flu and she had pretty much every symptom that it's saying of the coronavirus, except the lungs. Like she had no problem breathing.
Oh, that's
and that's
what
like what,
is, yeah.
And that's what Tom Hanks said is he noticed it because within 24 hours he was having trouble like breathing. So I do think that like if you're sick, a cold is 100%, like we know our bodies. And I think if anything, this is going to help us listen to our bodies and hopefully workplaces listening to people, because I know so many people feel guilty taking sick days. I mean, for example, I'll come in if I have a cold or something because my job is too hard to do skipping a day. So
and we also have the ability to work technically 4 hours and roll. Like we could do six to ten.
So it's easy to bang it out and leave.
And leave.
But
I'll just get through it.
Yeah. And so if anything, I hope this is creating a conversation that, hey, I don't feel good. We have sick days. Let me stay home and get better, because your body literally can respond to anything with rest. And so that, like, I think that's the thing, too, is if we're out at Queen Park Social,
which we're going to be on Saturday for St. Patty's Day, drinking it up and having a good time. And
just don't touch us.
And if you see somebody like freaking shortness of breath, like coughing every 5 seconds, then yeah, then maybe they're carrying it. But
can I be honest with you? If I see that, I'm leaving immediately.
I'm making a big deal.
I if I see someone aggressively coughing, I'm like, nope, I'm good.
Did you guys see, I can't remember what airline it was, but it was a flight from Colorado, I think it's New Jersey.
Loren, we apologize. Nicole's got a bark camera.
Shut up.
Why is he barking?
Stop.
The coronavirus is probably at the door.
Do you want me to?
Yep.
Okay. So did you guys see this?
No.
It was a flight from Colorado, I think, to New Jersey. And there was a guy who like went into a sneezing fit and the whole plane went bitch. And they had to make an emergency landing because people were like out of control because they thought this guy had the coronavirus. And sneezing isn't even, it's not, he had allergies.
Yeah, Roy sneezes
15 times in a
Nicole
row.
Nicole just sneezed twice.
I know. Yeah, I'm not corona fearful for that. I will say the one thing that stands out to me, and I've said it all morning, and it's been my theme, and I'm trying to get you guys on board, is the domino effect. Meaning,
you see it with the schools all the time. When one school closes, they all close.
Right. They all kind of follow each other. And so if iHeartMedia, our competition in radio, says, hey, we're closing for only essential on-air people, then that's what we're like. How does Beasley not follow that?
We're emergency broadcasters. We'd have to come in.
Yeah. Right. So we would, until our building that we rent from, because we don't own this building, we rent the third floor of this building, until that building says no occupants.
I don't know. I've had a FEMA letter that our boss gave to me when we had to come into work, and he said that if there's any road closures, you give this FEMA letter that was for Beasley Media Group to the police officer, and they have to, if not escort you, or let you go through.
When did he say that?
This was back when we had...
A hurricane?
Maybe a hurricane, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, Roy, I think you're right. I think it doesn't matter. Like, it's over the building's owner's head if you have the federal government behind you.
Okay, good. I mean, then we should. We're free. We're radio. We can get information out there if need to be.
Right.
If these zombies really, I mean, this coronavirus really does come after us.
I'm now, secretly, I hope they tell me I get to stay home for 2 weeks. But did you see just announced that Italy is suspending mortgage payments?
Yeah.
I would love that.
Well, they're just suspending them. You still have to pay them at some point.
And the stock market suspended today. Have you gone dark?
Yeah, I guess I have.
Yeah, I have too. I'm not in the mood. The last thing on my mind is porn.
I will say.
Although there is corona porn.
I was just about to say that.
Tell me about it.
No, there is
I
not.
Swear to God. I swear. No. I swear to God.
Is the that puking stuff?
No. It is like literally, and this, I don't, it's Chinese people in masks.
Oh, no. How racist is that?
Right?
Now.
but it'll say it like the title will say, hot tattooed stud bangs corona patient.
Oh, my God.
I swear.
That is so problematic.
All right, here we go. I'm looking at the website that I go to. Hot nurse treats patient with corona.
Yeah.
This is for work.
It's everywhere.
Let's see. Awareness against coronavirus.
I don't think it's in the gay thing yet.
Stepmom.
No,
in
it's on
quarantine.
The homepage.
Is it?
Stepmom in quarantine.
Stepmom in quarantine.
I'm so sorry that you're quarantined, honey.
How many views? Because it tells you.
I'll look. Hold on.
And
all
like,
right.
And like it tells you the percentage rating, the like of people who thumbs up, thumbs down. Oh so the other day it was like 94% on one of them with like 700,000 views. I was like, what is wrong with us?
Hot nurse.
We deserve to get it.
Who treats patient with coronavirus is 100% thumbs up.
Oh my God.
Like, 36 likes only been posted 4 hours ago.
The things you learn on the rap party.
Yeah.
Comments. She's hot. Who is she? Corona or not, I do her.
Corona or not,
Nicole
I do her.
Almost just spit her water all over the studio.
No. I did not know this was a thing. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Y'all are some sick individuals.
We don't set the standard. We just go through it. Quarantine porn is not my thing.
Not mine either. But you got to go through the homepage to get to the categories.
I'm looking. That's funny. Okay, so anyway, that is a Rap Party podcast. I got to go. I got to go be with my son. He's not in school today. And we got to go figure out we're going to wash and bathe ourselves.
You want me to come over and help?
I think so.
Okay.
I'm really feeling that today.
All right, however I can be there.
I'll tell you what I do have is allergies because everything's
okay,
popping
here.
Okay,
well then now I'm not coming over because now I'm going to feel like you have coronavirus.
I don't. It's allergies. Because all the pollen's popping. It was 76 yesterday. It's going to be 74 today in Charlotte.
Oh, we were outside all day yesterday, too.
I cleaned off the porch. I sat outside. I had all the windows open to the house.
Oh, the virus just rolling in.
No.
Just floating in the air.
You know how they say, like, it's rude if you're, like, in your car and you pull up to, like, a corner and there's a homeless person that's, like, looking for money and you lock your door?
Mm-hmm.
That's the same thing with the coronavirus. Like, if Roy hears somebody coughing...
I locked the door. Rolled the windows up.
All right. We hope you enjoyed today's Not So Safe for Work Rap Party podcast, everybody. You can always chime in and text us throughout the day. We'll read them in the next morning. 704-570-9595 if you have comments, causes, or concerns. And follow us at The MRL Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.